What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
January 19th, 2021. Ben the Breaker of Banksters here. Episode 125 of the Patriot Power Hour. Flying solo tonight. Actually, this is probably one of the first times I've done a show without my compadre, Future Dan. He will be back next week. But I will be leading us through the news blitz and all the crazy stuff going on tonight on the eve of inauguration of Chinese foreign agent Joe Biden. Won't get too much into it. You know, the intrepid commander, James Walton himself, had a great daily audio cache you should check out if you need today, called The Mandalorian. And he kind of talked, you know, and it's kind of be, I was thinking this subconsciously, but he really put it out there in a way that, you know, I'm just going to defer to what he said. What's going to happen is going to happen. Biden's going to be inaugurated tomorrow. And whether you hate it or love it, that's just what's going on now. Don't give up the fights, right? But on the flip side, don't let this be everything to you. And the only battle, you know, don't let this be the only thing you're involved in. So, what does that mean? There's a lot of news out there. There's a lot of other stuff going on out there besides the election fraud, beside the surveillance state, the censorship by Facebook, Twitter, Amazon Web Services, all of them. Just keep going on and on. We'll talk about those articles, but we did cover a lot last week. A little bit of apologies for some audio issues last week. We were on like plan C at the last second, but it was still a good episode. But regardless, we're going to cover some of that news. But we got, of course, COVID news, economic news. I'll go on a little diatribe later on, I'm sure, about the one and only Janet Yellen, the new Treasury Secretary. Yes, I'm pretty darn sure the only Treasury Secretary and Chairman of the Fed. Not simultaneously, but of course she was the head of the Federal Reserve under Obama. And now Janet Yellen confirmed or being confirmed today with the Senate hearing and had, you know, pretty much from day one will be Secretary of the Treasury, the United States Treasury. Is that a conflict of interest or is that just perfect? We'll talk a little bit about, more about that. Of course, I am the Breaker of Banksters, so I want to talk about it right away, but I'll try to defer. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to merge the private central bank with the U.S. Treasury so they can print infinite amounts but put the taxpayer on the hook. That's the plan. So perfect to bring Yellen in on that. So I got some more statements of hers I'll cover for sure. The news blitz. First off, though, I want to give a big shout out to, I don't know if it's the IT team or what, but we got PrepperBroadcasting.com back online. So whether you've been trying to get on, I know Future Dan, I was talking to him a little bit earlier today, And he said he was trying to get on the site this weekend, and it was down. And I heard Intrepid Commander also mention that it was down this weekend. But it does look like it's up now. Let me go check in there. It was at least 15 minutes ago. That's why we're so diverse, and you need to be so diverse in how you contact people, how you share information, whether it's just with your family, let alone with fellow preppers or fellow even like First Amendment. I think something that Future Dan was talking about last week a lot was he sees himself as a journalist, First Amendment, first and foremost, when he went down to D.C. So that really, every citizen, especially nowadays, you really can be a journalist, a citizen journalist. It's not even BS. Back in the day, you're like, oh, get a pad and paper and say you're a journalist. All right. But now you can literally stream to the entire world. And a lot of people that were just, very small streamers or had no audience went viral. So anyway, it's pretty obvious. Everyone would agree. Except for shadow banning and being taken out by the big tech. Being a citizen journalist is easier than ever. I'm kind of hit the peak of that, unfortunately. And I've seen that. Not that I've been in the game that long, but it's been about 10 years since, almost exactly 10 years, since I really started to become active against the banksters, and that led to a lot more things. It started on the financial system. But I don't know. It is a long game, and there's a lot of other stuff going on. So, but again, prepperbroadcasting.com, you can check out. It is up. You can get all, of course, you can get this podcast. But Daily Audio Cache. We have, let's just go through the last few ones. Why Freedom is Difficult on the Strange Truth. There's another Daily Audio Cache. Gunmetal Armory Firearms. Common and Uncommon Preps. I've listened to a lot of TGA. Gunmetal Armory. Definitely listen to a lot of them. The archives as well. This is something you got to remember too. Of course, there's a lot of great content coming out each and every day on PrepperBroadcasting.com. But there's so many archives. Just look what I'm looking at right here, for example. 1,443 episodes are in the archive on the Spreaker. Right? So the little app that is used. It's 1,097 hours of content. Okay, maybe not all of it is the greatest or has some repetitiveness to it, but the great, great majority of that is very informative, very entertaining, or both. I mean, the content here is awesome. We're coming. I think this is essentially our 1 year anniversary on this on PBN ourselves here on Patriot Power Hour. It's been a great time. I went back in the archives and got a lot of great stuff off of Gunmetal Armory. So point is, going all the way back, one thing I really actually like is this new one, the Food Supply Report from the Ice Age Farmer. I've listened to all those. I think there's been a couple at least. I know there's been at least one, but I thought there was two. Anyway, there's my kind of plug. But I'm just glad to see that it was back online. I don't know if it was anything nefarious or just IT bugs. You know how things can be. Even without being shadow banned or actively banned, you'd have some issues on the internet. So anyway, PrepperBroadcasting.com, guys, go check it out. Give the support there, et cetera, et cetera. There'll be some ads about other ways to get involved with the network as well. Now, before we go to the first break and then come out with the news blitz and really start getting into the weeds, I will say that, and I'm going to do a little bit of a pat on the back, but mostly this is going to be for Future Dan. A little bit of a shout out to my man who couldn't be here tonight. I think we've done all of our episodes on PBN together, or at least, close enough. At least I never went solo for quite a while. But shout out to him because a couple weeks before the election in the 2020 election, he put together and led the conversation. I tried to take part, but he really was the expert, did the research, and knows this stuff already from prior research. The election threat assessment. And we talked all the way through. And he even talked about potential riots at the state capitals and the U.S. Capitol. And even false flags. And I'm really glad, to be honest, that it didn't get worse. And I almost wonder if the powers to be would have loved if things got worse that day. Any more, you know, killing or more people mobbing or, you know, whatever. Anyway. But big shout out, because he ran through every step, and throughout the last few months, we've seen pretty much every single step from can you find jurisdiction all the way up to what happens if there's, you know, electors that flop, like flip-flop and decides to change their vote, go against, right? All the way up to counting and officially certifying the vote on January 6th, right? So, I'm not, that'll be something in history to go back to 5, 10, 20 years from now. I'll have that episode marked to go back to and listen to that, kind of how he went through that and discuss that. Very interesting. That's one of the things I like to do here on Patriot Power Hours. We're building an archive here for you guys and for ourselves and maybe for the future as well about what it was like to go through these times. Can you imagine what, you know, if they had a Prepper Broadcasting Network during the Revolutionary War or the Civil War or Civil Rights or even going back to Magna Carta, right? Can you imagine what it would have been like? Well, first off, they didn't because of technological purposes, but second, they would not have been allowed. So we're in a pretty rare time and space, even on this current Earth, to be able to have these sort of broadcasts and to listen to these sort of broadcasts. I'm really honored to be on this network, but I get as much out of it listening as having the show, having my own show, that is, with Future Dan. So anyway, a little bit of a shout out. Wanted to get that out there. Just a little pat on the back, looking back to Patriot Power Hour and Future Dan specifically, really kind of laid it out. And myself included, but other folks have said there's not going to be an election, or it's going to be, you know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen, and or some sort of, you know, terrorist attack or all the fraud, and the election will be thrown out. And Future Dan was steadfast, and he said the election is not going to be thrown out. The system was built for this. It has a lot of continuity built into it. There will be an election. Someone will win, and there will be someone on inauguration January 20th, which is tomorrow. And, you know, maybe it didn't turn out the way folks had hoped, and still got to pursue justice in the long term. But it did take place, and it did go through that process, which is pretty interesting. So, now, what are we going to do about it going forward? What are we going to do as a people, as American citizens, and just as a human race, to fight against the banksters and fight against the scum that are screwing the entire world over? Well, we'll talk about some of the news and then hopefully some solutions when we get back, all right? Bend the Breaker, Banksters, Patriot Power Hour. Check out our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Are you prepared to be the family doctor in a disaster or emergency? This is the Intrepid Commander, and I'm holding the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy, MD. In this great book, you'll learn how to prepare for medical care off the grid. You'll learn about assessment and stabilization. You'll even deal with things like bioterrorism response, radiation, and how to build the off-grid medical kit at home. Look, 2020 taught us a lot about the limitations of our medical infrastructure in America. Get the Prepper's Medical Handbook today at Amazon.com. Again, that's the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
It's time for the January 19th, 2021 Future Danger News Blitz. As always, go to FutureDanger.com, follow along. And dare I say, bookmark this page and come to it often, at least a few times a week. It's got a lot of good stuff. Let's just take a quick review. Let's start on the right side, the fourth column, natural news. U.S. COVID-19 deaths hit another one-day high, over 4,300. Nearly 47 million Americans infected by coronavirus. That's more than 10%. That's upwards of 15% now, I believe. That's a lot. That's quite a lot. This time last year, I specifically remember, we were doing radio, just started on PBN. The first infections then started. Now 15% infected. Luckily, not 10%, 20%, 50% dead out of this, as was kind of worst case scenario by some people. That would leave millions and millions dead, but we have a fair amount of deaths, even though some could say inflated. Definitely some are related, and the official count, 4,300 in just one day. Another mutant COVID strain discovered in Ohio, as well as another in Los Angeles. And we've talked a little bit of other ones across the world. And moving on, there's actually potential evidence that the Los Angeles mutant strain could be vaccine resistant. I mean, a lot of these things, in my opinion, hard to do the full research just in a few days. So take this information with a grain of salt, literally. Moving on to the vaccine, which is some believe is the savior and some believe is just as or more dangerous than COVID itself. Let's get into the facts. Some news articles here on Future Danger. Indiana woman suffers whole body convulsions after taking experimental COVID-19 vaccine. A 27-year-old Canadian mother suffers seizures and is hospitalized after taking the vaccine. Again, these are links to full articles with all the proof, not just made up stuff on some random Blogspot account or something. Johns Hopkins scientist states that the medical certainty is pretty high, you know, about as high as you can have that threshold, that medical certainty threshold is about as high as it could be that the vaccine caused the death of the Florida doctor. We touched on that last week, but I'm sure you've heard of that as well. The doctor who passed away, unfortunately, after the vaccine, pretty, the medical certainty, according to this Johns Hopkins scientist, high level of medical certainty that the vaccine caused the death. So the system now stating and agreeing, yes, there will be some deaths, there will be some side effects, some people injured, but it's worth it. They've certainly moved the Overton window on that. A couple more. California stops injections of COVID-19 vaccine after higher than usual number of adverse events. I'm going to click on that one to review later. So I'm going to get into a lot of these articles later in the show, too. I'm not just going to hit a bunch of headlines. I am hitting a bunch of headlines. But I'm going to also get into the nitty-gritty. Hunter is sent to emergency room after getting COVID-19 vaccine. Again, there was an article last week on the News Blitz. I believe it was in Norway. Perhaps I'm in the wrong country, but where there was just like essentially a bad batch, and it was confirmed multiple people having major issues. Moving on, there's a little bit of other natural catastrophes, I suppose. 37 killed, hundreds injured when a 6.2 earthquake hit Indonesia. 6.4 earthquake hits Argentina. Severe floods and landslides kill 21. More than 19 missing in Indonesia. So they're getting floods and earthquakes. Low-level news, though. Just, you know, these things happen, unfortunately. But how rough would it be if we had a very big earthquake right now or some other major natural disaster during COVID, during civil unrest, etc.? Just adds to it, so always worth keeping an eye out on that. Mother Nature provides her own problems, let alone ourselves as humans, eh? Let's move on real quickly. Third column, economics. 655 Americans have $4 trillion in wealth. Let me repeat that. There are 655 Americans, 655, they have $4 trillion in wealth. Whereas 200 million Americans can't cover a $1,000 unexpected expense. So let's say your car breaks down or for like $1,000. And everyone knows freaking car breakdown costs more than $1,000. Let's just say you got to get new tires on your car. There you go. That's like $1,000 practically. Anyway, 200 million can't cover that. Cash savings, of course, they can put on a credit card and maybe pay it back with some interest to the banksters. But that is just ridiculously high. We'll take a look at that later on potentially as well. Wealth and income gap, huge. Jobless claims spiked to 965,000. We've been watching this very closely since last March, when it spiked to millions and millions per week. I think 4 million was the peak, at least. Maybe it was more. But millions and millions were losing their jobs a week. Then it kind of, it dropped off from those crazy levels to maybe 700,000, 750,000 new jobless claims. And in a normal economy, there will always be some jobless claims because of turnover and all these different things, right? But still, it was been elevated even in its lowest years. Well, now it's pumping back up from, you know, high 700s to middle to high 900s. So getting very close to another million new unemployment claims. And this is for an economy that has already been gutted, and there's already tons of people furloughed or just totally without a job now. Trust me, I see it all the time in my profession. So that's in red. That's in the second highest rating here on FutureDanger.com. I think that is a very telling stat that's starting to spike again. But that's it right now for the economic news. Pretty scarce, but again, I expect things to really pick up once Janet Yellen gets in. And actually, I'm going to talk a little bit about her later on, of course. But she's not news in of herself. But what she says and what she will do in the coming weeks and months, definitely we'll be covering weekly here on Patriot Power Hour. Let's move on to the second column. This is kind of national security geopolitics. House member accuses Dem colleagues of conducting surveillance for Capitol rioters. A brother of a leftist who stormed the U.S. Capitol says hundreds of Antifa started the riot. If you click on that article, you'll see other kind of proof or evidence that Antifa and others were in D.C. posing as, quote, patriots. And there's been other, you know, independent reports, of course, that they were involved with getting this going, helping to get it going. But this is really what people need to be looking at. This is kind of crazy. This is one reason. If anyone ever gives you a question about why you are not sure about the efficacy and safety of the vaccine, check this out. Report: China and Russia are hacking the U.S. vaccine supply chain. Trust me, we're doing the same to them. President-elect's personal chief served at Chinese intel organization flagged by the FBI for recruiting Western spies. Related article, the Secretary of State states that the Chinese Communist Party is inside the gates. They've let them in. We've seen this when combined with some of the other information. In fact, I'm going to do that on the other side of the break. So not only can you click on articles, you can click on entire indicators and go back in time and see the trending. That's why I like Future Danger so much. So we're going to go back and look at this spike in foreign black ops in the last year. But we're seeing some nasty stuff here. Definitely going to review also the China-Russia hacking U.S. vaccine supply chain, and not to mention hacking everything else. It's straight on cyber war on all ends at this point, in my opinion. But regardless, let's move on. Of course, tomorrow the inauguration, 20,000 National Guard at the Capitol. They've been authorized to use lethal force in riot aftermath. U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy has been declassified as well as other tidbits. I don't know if they necessarily declassified the Roswell files like some were hoping, but there has been some declassification out there. North Korea shows off a new submarine-launched ballistic missile. Might end up checking that one out. So all these other things going on. So much going on. Department of Justice is planning significant sedition and conspiracy charges after the Capitol siege. And the first column, let's head there, finish out the news blitz for this January 19th, 2021. YouTube suspends the president. And meanwhile, a Texas woman was arrested for felony election fraud and ballot harvesting. That's what I mean in terms of justice should be at least served in the long term. The principle of it, as well as for posterity's sake. Even if, look, Biden's going to get in, probably off election fraud, right? Let's at least convict as many folks as we can with proper evidence, not a witch hunt, but proper procedure. So at least in the history books, it can be shown. XYZ, Jane Doe, John Doe, convicted. If they can rack up dozens of those convictions in the next year, that's something you can hang your hat on. It may not change everything, but it's something that, it's one way to fight. That's how you go after it. But I mean, ironically, that's the only articles in this column, but last week we had probably 40 articles. And so remember, that's how Future Danger goes. Just because there's not as many brand new hard-hitting articles in a particular column this week doesn't mean last week there weren't tons. This is time-specific, which is why I like Future Danger so much. It updates obviously as soon as a new article goes on, it goes on immediately. But articles roll off between 24 and 72 hours, depending on how often they're clicked. How important they are, et cetera, et cetera. So, very interesting system. And that is the Future Danger News Blitz. I'm going to come back, cover a few of these articles at a minimum in detail. Of course, talk about Janet Yellen, like I said. Maybe talk about a couple other things going on. But hey, check out the sponsors. We got some awesome new ones. The Medical Preparedness Handbook. I've been reading that. Future Dan got me that for Christmas. A couple other new ones. You know what I'm going for? My next one, Disaster Coffee. I'm running low on coffee. It's about time. I buy a lot of Disaster Coffee. Check out the sponsors, folks, and we'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour. I can't remember anything. Can't tell if this is true or
dream. The situation around Syracuse is one of utter devastation. Just like the other nuked cities, the danger area of highest contamination extends out 20 miles from the blast zone. All the communities immediately around the city have major problems. There is a mandatory evacuation order for the city itself and some of the immediate surrounding areas. They are testing the water, air, and soil constantly for contamination. This excerpt is from the book titled The Prepper, Part 1, The Collapse, by Carl A.D. Brown. Go to Amazon.com today and explore one family's journey through the collapse. Again, The Prepper by Carl A.D. Brown.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, we are back and live, as always, on these Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. It's episode 125. Your host here, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters. My good friend and colleague, Future Dan, not here tonight. As I said, I haven't done the math, but I believe this is our 1 year, but we'll make next week the official 1 year anniversary of our time here on Prepper Broadcasting Network. And I think we probably hit at least 45 shows, maybe more like 48. So in 52 weeks, we hit 45 out of 52 or more. Not bad. We did pretty well. And this is the only one where we weren't able to do it together. So not bad. Didn't really have any sick days. Didn't have any missed because of kids. Didn't have any, you know, we just were so pissed off we couldn't deal with the world, so we couldn't be on air. I've had a couple of those, but not while I've been with PBN. Sometimes if you're not in a really good mood, it's good better to not have a show. But we didn't have any of those, so great. So anyway, we'll see. The rest of the year, we'll try to live up to that same standard. And to be honest, if and when things escalate, especially financially, I will be doing more daily audio cash and other standalone content, maybe even premium member only, the continuity. I'm a member of the continuity. Are you? That's the question. Definitely check out the continuity, prepperbroadcasting.com. Get all those archives of prepping checklists, articles, even fiction and nonfiction, all types of books. So there you go. Make it happen, guys. Got about 25 minutes left on the show. I have several articles I wanted to jump into. First and foremost, let's look at this indicator on futuredanger.com called Foreign Black Ops Suspected. If you click on that on Future Danger, it actually gives you a definition. What do we mean by foreign black ops suspected? What does it mean? Why is it dangerous? Well, guess what? I think it's pretty obvious. Let's just read some of the articles. Let's pick a date. Let's go to 1 year ago. And I'm going to kind of only read the high-level articles that fell into this since we've been on PBN, since this is about 1 year. July 7th, 2020, FBI director. China engaged in large-scale campaign to subvert this federal government. August, ex-CIA officer charged with spying for China. Shortly thereafter, ex-Green Beret charged with Russian espionage. Just a few days after that, a NASA researcher from Texas A&M, so a professor at Texas A&M who's a NASA researcher, arrested for alleged China ties. These are all the high level. And we're just seeing this kind of move on. And it starts to, we're starting to even see more related to cyber from what I'm noticing. But let's focus specifically on election right now. We're seeing, going back into, where was it? In October 2020, Chinese nationals writing censorship algorithms for Facebook, says an ex-insider. High-level elected leaders, key contacts in the Biden-China joint venture. But kind of move into the crescendo. The SolarWinds hack, Treasury systems being hacked, Justice Department being hacked. I mean, it just keeps spiking and spiking. And then we see today the kind of the parting shot before they leave. This was actually posted January 13th then. Okay, so a few days ago, one of the final things said by Secretary of State for the Trump administration that the Chinese Communist Party inside the gates. Looking in graphical form, this indicator has come up a lot more recently and in multiples as well. So we're being attacked from without, without a doubt. And that's always happened, but it seems more escalated, at least from what I'm seeing here. We're certainly seeing division within, some organic and some fomented, right? Some of it is definitely dissension that's being placed in the ranks on purpose. Some of it is true on both sides. People just fed up and getting desperate. Like the Intrepid Commander says, don't get desperate. It makes you do stupid things. So, I'm glad we didn't go into that. As I suspected, I felt like I've been seeing a lot more, especially of the high level. You know, there's been a fair amount of these sort of foreign ops articles on future danger, but they've been getting a lot more serious in the last 6 months, I feel like, especially, but, you know, from COVID onwards, particularly. So, did want to hit that. I'm glad we did. Hey, man, I got a whole hour. I got to put a lot of content into this without Future Dan to have some good back and forth banter. So, I'll try to keep it interesting. But I also want to put a lot of content into this because this is a thinking person's radio show and thinking person's radio station. And we think you can keep an attention span and think about these thoughts without getting too bored, hopefully. I know it's not fantasy football, something fun, right? But very important information regardless. And we'll try to make it interesting and fun at least. Let's really quickly go to this article of the Texas woman arrested for felony election fraud and ballot harvesting. She faces 20 years. Many continue to claim that there's no such thing as election fraud. We've always known that such a claim is false and misleading, is how this article starts. I wish I had this queued up earlier because they have actual video, Project Veritas, of this lady, it looks like. I won't be able to pipe it through right now, but Rodriguez, what's her name here? Raquel Rodriguez. It looks like. So, I want to work the process on this and all the articles, right? Or not articles, potential. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty. I want that to reign supreme. But I also, if there's hard evidence, and I believe there is, I've seen some, and I haven't even looked that hard, to be honest, compared to what really should be done. So, that's good to see, though. Glad to see this article here. I'm going to try to follow this story as it develops. Let's see here. Here's one I really wanted to read into. Let's see. Too many adverse reactions. California temporarily stops injections of Moderna. Gosh, I can't say that right. Moderna. That's bad. Moderna's COVID vaccine. California has apparently halted the mass injections of this COVID-19 vaccine batch due to a higher than usual number of adverse events. Each vaccine is different, right?
even though it's one vaccine, there's batches, different laboratories, etc. So this is to be expected. They even have this on a lot of the vaccine inserts, right? But geez, I don't even purchase a brand new video game console. To use a juvenile example, I get like the second, third, fourth version, right? Let them work the bugs out for the first 6 months of production. Why would you buy that? And that sure as hell isn't a vaccine. This is the all-time quickest vaccine in modern times, essentially. And well, California was actually forced to halt it. I'm sure they're back up though. See if I can find that real quick here. This is one that slipped through my radar and was not able to read before the show. So, shame on me for not having that up on. But I'm sure they're back to getting the jabs in California. Just a quick halt. But geez, think how bad it would have to be for them to actually admit defeat and halt. It had to be, you would expect, worse than reported too. Anyway, moving on. This report that China and Russia are hacking U.S. vaccine supply chain. How realistic is it? Well, the National Counterintelligence and Security Center chief, he's saying that several countries are targeting America's coronavirus vaccine supply chain. I mean, you got Ben the Breaker of Banksters on a, I think, credible, reputable, and pretty awesome radio show, Patriot Power Hour. You got me saying something. Okay, that's one thing. But here we have the National Counterintelligence and Security Center chief saying this. Is it propaganda? Is it kind of that doublespeak? Hey, man. That's above my pay grade. There's all types of cloak and dagger going on for sure, but I think it's pretty apparent that this type of thing would be going on. There's a whole article here, a whole YouTube video as well about this cyber threat. He goes on to state that cyber threats will only increase in the future as new technological developments, especially 5G, become apparent. I mean, the entire economy is digital at this point. All communication is digital. So the cyber threat's only going to proliferate and get more severe. Here's a quote from him. We've had too many wake-up calls. I don't think right now, as we put into context our counterintelligence strategy in America, supply chain management is the second pillar. I think we have to find the right mechanism, the right modality where we can have real-life public and private partnership. It's beyond what we see now. Well, then we can, as I said, we'll kind of get into that cloak and dagger, NSA. They need want more power, more public-private partnership. You know what that means. More takeover and centralization. However, when you're fighting China and Russia, that is a legitimate threat. Even though, of course, they'll be used to take our rights here. China and Russia definitely trying to mess with us. And so, knock on wood, this does not get too out of control. But we might be seeing World War III essentially going on. Culture war, bio war, cyber war. Economic war? Pretty much in one. Trade war? We're losing that one, tell you that. So, very interesting, very interesting. Another article from Future Danger you can check out. Let me hit another one before we go to break. Let's see. Had another good article. Ah, yes. Okay. Real quick article / plug for Future Danger. There's a whole area on the first column for preparedness material, preparedness focused websites. Some awesome content there. The safest zones in the U.S. Do you live near one? That was a particular article I was going through and reading myself today. That's pretty neat. So, some of it's pretty obvious on its face, but some of these considerations in this article are unique, and there's a lot of other cool articles. So check it out for parents as well. We'll be back. Patriot Power.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour. Fourth and final segment. Here we go, baby. In about 12 minutes, we're going to make way for the Next Generation show. January 19th, 2021. Hitting it hard. Hit a lot of news today. A lot of content. See if we can finish strong. Quickly, let me hit on my favorite, my second favorite Federal Reserve head and now Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, the one and only Janet Smellin' Yellen. If this isn't malfeasance and conflict of interest going from the head of the central bank to the head of the treasury, I don't know what is, but in this new world we live in, it is probably a bonus. And they will say how she's so well experienced and her Harvard education is so strong. She's the perfect woman for the job of integrating and finally bankrupting and destroying the U.S. Treasury and receivership under the central bank. So she had her confirmation today, and what she said, for all intents and purposes, is we're going to continue massive easing, meaning 0% interest rates, quantitative easing, bailouts, etc. And this was big. This was big. Corporate tax rates can be raised by the U.S. without causing, quote, too much damage, as long as it's done in conjunction with others around the globe. So, let's break this down real quick. What is governance if it's not taxing, spending, and killing? That's kind of what government is. Taxing, spending, killing, incarcerating, regulating. Well, If our Treasury Secretary now is saying we need to integrate worldwide for higher taxes, does that sound like world governance, world government, conspiracy theory, anybody? I mean, it's right there in your face now. So, we'll be covering this in more detail as the world turns, but I just had to put that out there. And her go big narrative already seeing more and more air in the bubbles. Everything at all time highs, essentially, from real estate to stocks to Bitcoin. But this is something I was doing a lot of research on recently, actually. And it's what's going to happen. Where do these stimulus payments come from? There's already been a lot of stimulus, both directly to the people as well as to corporations and, you know, foundations. I don't even remember how much BLM got, but it was a lot, like billions, literally. Crazy. But anyway, we already have a massive deficit. We spend way more. Before COVID, we spent way more than we taxed, right? Everybody knew about the deficit and national debt way before COVID last year started, right? And now we've just, you know, ballooned it because of emergency circumstances. But now they're going to continue to grow it and continue to grow the bailouts, especially for the banksters. So the question is, where do they get that money? It's 100% printed. What does that mean? It means the central banks worldwide coordinating, because they can't let anybody out of the game. Everybody, all the participants have to stay in the game. The European Central Bank, Bank of Japan, even the Bank of Mexico, Bank of Korea, all of them, all the way around. Even China, even their central bank, have to some degree, play along. But now they've hit such a level that they're going to have to go an entire order of magnitude of craziness to keep the scheme going and to monetize this debt. And they're going to need a worldwide, not just rationale and plan, but a calamity. And COVID is a good pretext for that, but I think what could, you know, not making predictions here, but what could come next, financial crisis or otherwise, or maybe worsening of COVID or some other issue worldwide. So many potential points, conflagration. But if they require another 2, 3, 5, 10 trillion in bailouts in America alone, let alone billions and billions, if not trillions, other places worldwide, that next level could be the straw that breaks the camel's back and really does sink the dollar and all fiat currencies. But they're hoping, especially with someone like Yellen in there, that they can keep the illusion going a little longer so they can shear the sheep a little bit better. They don't want to kill the golden goose too much. The smart money wants to position itself, have its cake and eat it too. But they're running out of time. They're running out of control, in my opinion. We'll see what happens. Follow along here, Patriot Power Hour. Bitcoin, your little Bitcoin review for the week, staying pretty steady since last week. 36,000. You know, Bitcoin is up 5,000% since Trump took office, which is pretty incredible. Here's a couple more stats. Gold is up 40% since Trump took office. The Dow Jones up 74% since November 2016. Excuse me, this is since November 2016, not since he was elected. But the Dow Jones up 74%. From election 2016 until today, the dollar down 6%. So your dollar is down 6%, but gold up 40%. Gold, store of value right there. Now, Bitcoin, some would say, is just crazy speculation scam, but it's up 51,000%. Or excuse me, 5,100%. Sorry, only 5,100%. But still, you know, I like diversification, so a little bit of gold sure would be nice as well. But if you were just holding dollar in your bank account, you just had a savings account, did what grandma told you to do back when you were a kid, right? Grandma probably said put your pennies into a piggy account and every month go to the bank, put it in the savings account, you'll get some money. Well, guess what? If you did that, the dollar lost 6%. You essentially got 0% interest, even on CDs. So it forced you into either stock market or some folks into gold, a lot of people into crypto. Question is, will any of these pop? When will they pop? And what will be the ramifications? And who's going to get bailed out? Not Main Street. But think about this, the dollar down 6%, whims if the dollar drops much, much more than that in the next 4 years. I believe it's very, very likely. All the fiat currencies will drop together in tandem, but the dollar, as the reserve currency, will probably has the most to lose. So if you're thinking about buying preps in the next 4 years, now's the time to pull the trigger. I feel like inflation's going to start getting out of hand. And we're going to start seeing more and more problems, so you know, diversify, have some insurance, and not a policy from Progressive or Geico. I'm not talking about that kind of extra insurance. Some gold and some lead and some preps are some great insurance. You know, I actually, perfect example, I just bought a new freezer and a new generator to go along with it. Small little generator, gasoline. I don't have a ton of gasoline, but I can keep the freezer going for, you know, a week or something. And if things went bad, I'd be able to cook up all that meat in there over that week, smoke it up or eat it. You know, have a block party before the apocalypse. I don't know. The zombies would smell the meat when you're cooking it, of course. Come on, Bankster Breaker. Anyway, though, if you're thinking about making a big purchase like that, it might be a good idea. We saw a supply chain start to break down with COVID, and things like generators were two or three times more expensive or unavailable. Even freezers went high in price. I feel like they've come down post holidays, so I was able to buy one up. But, you know, think about it this way. Would you spend $1,000 today on meat if over the next year, it would actually cost you $1,500 or $2,000 to buy that because it's going to go up in price so much in the next year or two? Think about it that way. I know it's a lot of money. You got to bring it to bear to kind of invest and get those acorns put together, right? But think about it. There's so many ways to prep. It's not just crypto. It's not just gold. It's not just land. It's everything. There's so many ways. Think, be creative. Find things that you really specialize in or enjoy as well. And that's where you can start trading with other humans. And guess what? That's how culture and society is built. Simple. Well, that's what we like at Patriot Power Hour. Civilization, rule of law, free markets, and Bill of Rights. Is it that hard? It's not that hard, is it? And that's what PBN's all about as well. So, without further ado, I think I'll call it a night. Ben the Breaker of Banksters. Episode 125 of the Patriot Power Hour. We'll be back live next week, 26th, Tuesday, the 26th of January, 8 p.m. Eastern, as always. I'm going to make way now for the second barrel of Double Barrel Tuesday Next Generation Show. Catch you guys next week. Ben the Breaker of Banksters, signing off.